I want to just talk about the journey in terms of how we got to where we're at today. I mean, to think that Bonnie and I started this out with just the two of us and with a vision and walking in faith of wanting to, at the end of the day, provide structural engineering services to, you know, whether that was someone here local in Boise, Idaho, or to even to the extent of how it's grown to, you know, here in North America. I mean, it's that journey with anything. And it's amazing to think that we're working in all over the country and with a variety of clients and market sectors, but to be able to do that all here from Boise, Idaho, and the doors that have opened up for us, the projects, the relationships, the fact that we kind of sought out at the very beginning to kind of create relationships, right? But at the end of the day, we get to do structural engineering, and to see what that's kind of cascaded into present day with just who we have on our team and the important people just that make up our team, from human resources to operations to business development, marketing, to, you know, answering the phones, to getting the end product out the door. It's been quite the journey to be able to be a part of that and see what it's become.
There's times where it's been almost have to pinch myself to see, like, little old Tamarack Grove from Boise, Idaho, being able to go across the country and meet with big name clients in high rise buildings, or to be able to say we worked on some projects that were notable from people across the country. Like, it's been an awesome ride and something that I've been proud to be on, for sure.
The remarkable part, though, is it's been growth for in response to a need, as opposed to growth for the sake of growth. And that's, I think that's probably been a real critical part of Tamarack Grove's success. And it is pretty amazing just to sit back and think of 35 plus employees here today doing what we do.
We've always talked about we just want to grow to be able to service our clients' needs. It wasn't like, hey, we want to grow to this point, we want to grow just for the sake of growing. It's always been based on what the clients' needs are as they continue to grow, as people refer clients to us. We want to grow to be able to meet that need. And I think having that mindset has been able to bring us to where we're at now, mm-hmm. with the size we are and what we do.
As somebody who didn't study engineering and is not coming from a technical background, to come into a place and really get to sit back at first and see where are we at as a company, who is the company, what's the personality behind Tamarack Grove, and who are we trying to portray that we are. And really to go from there and over the last couple of years, start to build a brand and build a reputation for who we are online, in our social media presence, in a website rebrand, you know, all the things that we've gotten to do over the last couple of years to really identify who we are and share that with the rest of the world.
I think you have to be real, you have to be authentic. I mean, I think, you know, we've heard a lot over the years of, you know, people don't leave bad companies, they leave bad leadership. I feel like also that people leave bad culture. I feel like we try to be purposeful in who we are and our culture and our core values and all that, but I think it's also a continuation of trying to always get better. Yeah. How, you know, what's the next thing we can do, and turn over a rock each and every day in terms of how we get better as an individual, and but then also as a company and as a team.
I feel blessed to kind of join during this era of being in the sweet spot. And I think outsider looking in over the course of 15 years as a industry partner, but now a member of the Tamarack, a proud member of the Tamarack team, I've seen a consistency in boldness to proclaim your faith, boldness to do things that other firms don't do. We could grab any one of these engineers out of the building right now and they'd have nothing but gratitude, and they could tell the story. So that's really, I'm blessed.
Yeah. We've always taken that notion of we win as a team, we lose as a team, right? And I think that's why that what you just described is in terms of the feeling throughout. But I'm not crying because of your story. It's because the smoke keeps going in my face here.
But
I'm doing my best.
At least it's sharing. It seems like it's going around.
Doing my best here to dodge the ash bullets there. But
it's funny that you mentioned laughter, because it is. It's super fun. You can hear people's laughter from either end of the building all the time. But an engineering company that, as a young person, if you ever want to feel old, this is the place to do it, because just talking about,
if you,
you know,
feel old, you said?
Feel old, like pop culture references with this young group from not very long ago, like a VHS, and they had no idea what it is. But it's fun to have that young group in the office because there's so much energy, there's so much drive to want to learn, there's so much camaraderie, just that team atmosphere, everybody trying to learn together. It's pretty cool.
It's interesting you mention our young company, but you know, like, you know, Maverick, Top Gun 2 is coming out, and it's interesting when you go around the excitement about, you know, hey, you know, Top episode Gun 2, two of the movie, and they're like, oh wait, what, there was a Top Gun 1? Like, it is, it's we've got an amazing team in place, and the variety, the diversity, I think one of the things we haven't hit home is just our diversity of just you know, our Napoleon community here, and the fact that we have five on staff and what they've brought to our opportunity here, and just our story for that matter, has been huge in terms of having them again walking in faith back in 2017 with just, you know, the hire of Bakash, and not really understanding how all that process worked, of just what they have to be faced to be able to stay here in the United States to be able to work. But that's been a huge facet for us of having them, and just the diversity it's created for us. I think you're nothing without your people, right? We've talked about this, that, you know, the most important part of anything you're doing with or the venture is your people. But on the same regards, a lot of time, the biggest challenge is your people, right? And that all stems around your culture, what you create. The fact that we walk in here every day at 8 a.m. and leave at 5 p.m., you know, what is that experience like in terms of for an individual coming in here day in and day out? Some of the things, you know, we want to bring out to these conversations are just, you know, like, you know, our journey is becoming an engineer, our journey becoming an operations guy, a journey of becoming a business development marketing, like some projects we got to tackle here at Tamarack Grove over the years. What did we learn for those projects? What could we do better next time?
I'm also looking forward to kind of bringing our staff into some of these conversations and kind of hearing their perspective as well. Having others kind of learn about ourselves, our staff, kind of more on a personal level too. The comedy that'll come out from some of the staff will be pretty entertaining as well, I think.
Now, let's face it, we're, you know, a team of engineers that are notoriously sort of introverted and quirky, and
whoa, I don't even own a pocket protector though.
Right? Yeah. Anymore. But we get to see the other side so often, and they're you know, we're real people with a wide array of talents, and I'm looking forward to finding some angles that are you know, interesting, and even talking to some extent about pitfalls, things that have went wrong, some disaster projects even, maybe, or you know, then the most intriguing things, the most challenging things. The, you know, one thing that I've thought a lot about was when I was a kid, did I ever want to be an engineer? And then once I decided that's the path for me, I had this romantic vision of what that looks like, and I'm not sure those are the same reality. But yeah, there's so much to talk about. I think it's going to be awesome.
You've heard me all say over the years, you know, at the end of the day, we provide structural engineering services, but it's not the first thing we get up in the morning to accomplish. Yes, it's what we do in our trade and what we went to school for and all that, but it's just all those processes and things along the way that have gotten us to where we're at today. And, you know, it's exciting to just even think about where it might go from here.
Yeah, as an outsider, I can definitely say when I tell people, especially people that I went to school with that were also not engineers, that I work for a structural engineering firm, I always get the same look from them. Yeah. And I always assure people, this is not your typical engineering firm. I would bet money that most engineering firms you could walk into and not hear laughter. And that's almost never the case here. I've never heard so many engineering jokes in one calendar year as I have this past year. So it's an awesome place to be, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, thanks for joining us on this first conversation. We're excited just to see where this goes this next year, and have fun with it. Just be real authentic. Not too many engineering firms sit around a campfire and just try to learn from each other, but hopefully our audience can learn from some of our experiences, excitements, our journey. But we really want to just tell a story this year with who we are as a company, how Tamarack Grove is here, where we're going from here, quite honestly. And there's going to be many topics and different things we're going to discuss this year. So I just thank you for being a part of it. We'd love any feedback or thoughts along the way. We hope that you engage with us and become part of our journey through this next coming year. So we're excited. So we'll see y'all next time. Thank you. All right. I think that's a wrap, guys. Oh, my eyes are like killing me. I got the fun seat on this episode.